Profile of the Northern Lyme Alps. You are at the viewpoint Ganzaletta at an altitude of 1,607 meters. Have a seat on the wooden bench. Below, you can see the village of Dallas in the Klostertal. In front of you is the steep, rocky northern flank of the Klostertal. If you have a PDA with you, use the photo with the drawn-in layers of rocks to help you with your orientation. On the horizon, you can see a massive rock face with extensive screes at the foot. This is the Fensterleiwand, or window wall. On the right, to the east, you can see the Saladina Spitze, a distinctive rock outcrop at 2,238 meters. Farther on to the east, you can see the Berngertlikopf and Pfaffeneck peaks in the background. The flat ridgeback further to the east is the Gehrengrat with the Bamsboden peak. The deeply etched brook in the west is called the Höhltobel or Hell Canyon. The canyons to the east of this are the Falltobel, Sandtobel, and Rottobel, and a little bit further to the east is the somewhat deeper Muttentobel. This valley flank, penetrated by rocks, offers an ideal place to look at the layers of the Northern Lyme Alps. Let's begin at the top, at the Fensterleiwand, and work our way down through the layers, from the youngest to the oldest rocks. The Fensterleiwand is made up of rat limestone and stone from the Kersen layers. Underneath is the main dolomite, which is also what the Saladina peak is made of. The main dolomite is made up of gray to brownish dolomite rock with different amounts of bitumen in it. That is why, if you break the rocks apart, you can smell bitumen. Towards the valley, near the Hell's Canyon, you can see yellowish-browny layers of rock. These are the Riebler layers of sandstone, limestone, Rauwacken, gypsum, and clay marl. The Riebler layers are known because of the gypsum deposits, which are in St. Anton in Montafon and in Reilstal, among other places. Under the Riebler layers are the Arlberg layers with bulky banks of lime and dolomite stones with clay deposits and Rauwacken, as well as chert in between. They can be up to 370 meters thick. The rocks of the Arlberg layers were deposited in a flat lake which slowly sunk. Under that, we find the Partnach layers. Characteristic for these layers is the coarse-breaking brown-black clay slate and marl. The Partnach layers act like dams, weather easily, and make fertile soil. After the Partnach layers, we find the Alpine Shell limestone. This formation contains up to a 160 meter thick, good layered sequence of carbonates. Near the top, the limestone is darker and often contains dark brown to black chert, which was used in some regions of the Alps as a flintstone to make fire in earlier times. Underneath that are the rocks that stick out because of their red color. The Alpine Verrocano colored sandstone. This formation is the foundation of the Northern Lyme Alps, with its foot at the base of the crystalline of the Silvretta crystalline. The profile of the rocks of the Northern Lyme Alps that you can see from here cover deposits in a time frame of about 180 million years.